Welcome, everyone. A number of services today. We had, at the beginning of the service, we had the blessing of the newly painted icons. As you know, there was an icon workshop here at the church, and so those who painted icons in participation of that workshop had their icons blessed at just at the beginning of the service. Those of you who were early, you saw that. Normally, on a nice day, on this first Sunday within Lent, we would make a procession around the church carrying the icons. How appropriate that today the icons were blessed. Due to the rain, we held the service inside. It is a service we keep each year and are commanded to keep east and west according to the Seventh Ecumenical Council. The Seventh Ecumenical Council declared, without any ambivalence, the value, the importance of the sacred images in the church. Why did the Seventh Ecumenical Council have to say this? Isn't it obvious enough? Well, you know, councils are always called in response to heresies. And with the first council, the Council of Jerusalem, in Acts 15, and then the next council, the Council of Nicaea, and so on, we have councils of bishops gathered together to answer the questions or confusions that have arisen among the faithful. This is the purpose of a council. And if you look back at each of the seven ecumenical councils, you can see the historical reasons for why they were called. Arius, for example, at the first ecumenical council after the apostolic council, Arius had denied that Jesus was God. And so the Council of Nicaea was called to declare the Orthodox faith for clarification for the people who had been confused by this heresy. And so on. And those various heresies or councils and their declarations and what they dealt with is what you heard in the prayers during what's called the service of Orthodoxy. That brings us to the Seventh Council. Why did the Seventh Ecumenical Council have to declare what seems quite obvious to us, that having images in the church are good and helpful for our prayer? Well, it has to do with history. You know, Muhammad, and the beginning of his visions, or his supposed visions, in 610, and then eventually the creation of the Islamic Empire. Tragically, the Islamic Empire had incredible influence on the Christians who were in it. Many Christians were allowed to live and somewhat maintain their faith. However, many Christians began to be influenced by the errors of Islam. Islam is a Christian heresy in many ways. One of the errors in Islam, as Muhammad tried to create his new religion, was drawn from the Old Testament, a misreading of the Ten Commandments. Muhammad saw in the Ten Commandments a condemnation of images. As you know, Muhammad was not very well educated. He could not even read these texts for himself. Muhammad declared then that images should not be involved in any place of worship. In fact, there should not be images anywhere. This is a misreading of the text. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, God says through Moses, "You shall not make for yourself a pesel," in Hebrew, pesel, which was understood and used, that root in Hebrew is used to refer not just a general image, but to a pagan idol. The English translation would be better, "You shall not make for yourself an idol which you shall bow down and worship." An idol is an image of a false god. But we know that this was not the condemnation of religious imagery in general, but rather the imagery of pagan idols. Because just a few chapters later, God tells Moses, as you heard in the prayers today, God told Moses to make images of cherubim and put them on top of the ark. And inside that ark is the Ten Commandments, to which we were just referring. So either God has changed his mind in a few chapters, or Muhammad, along with Calvin who followed him, misunderstood this text. This text was a condemnation of pagan imagery, pagan idols, not a condemnation of religious imagery in general. We also know this because of the Greek translation of the Hebrew text translates the word pesel into idolon, from which we get our English word idol. And hence, unfortunately, Muhammad's confusion and his influence on the Christians in his empire. The church had to call a council because Christians had become so confused by the influence of Islam that they were taking the icons off the walls in the churches and smashing them. This is called iconoclasm, the smashing, the crushing of icons. It became a crisis in the church in the Middle East. And so the church called a council called the Seventh Ecumenical Council in 787 and declared that the holy images that God had commanded to be made in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, in Solomon's temple, and throughout the history of the church have always been there, not as idols of pagan gods, but rather to help us focus in our prayer life. This is the declaration of the Seventh Ecumenical Council. Unfortunately, not very many people listened. As you know, after a council, there's always a lag before things are fixed up. And so, in about a century later, the church again confirmed the truth of this council, and that confirmation at the Synod of Constantinople in 843 happened today, on the first Sunday within the Lenten fast. On this day, the Christians brought their icons out of hiding, from under their beds, from behind their dressers, where in their closets, wherever they had hidden them, and brought them in procession. Droves of people bringing their icons back from their hiding places in their homes and under places, brought them, carrying them triumphantly back into the churches and put them back on the walls. This is called, therefore, the Feast of Orthodoxy, the return of the Orthodox faith, which, as you know, a part of the Orthodox faith is that we may have sacred images in our churches. Orthodox, as you know, means the true faith. And so, from then on, in the East, we have always had, again, thank God, due to that council, the holy images in our churches. The West, being so far from Islam, did not have this crisis at that time. But later on they did. With Calvin's errors during the Protestant Reformation and Calvin's influences from Islam, which was not too far away at that time, over in Spain, Calvin also fell into this error. And in his Reformation, following Luther, he determined that there should be no images in the churches. And that is why certain veins of Protestantism are iconoclastic. Calvin and his followers went into the Catholic churches, the Roman Catholic churches all over Europe, and did the same thing that the Christians of the East had done under the influence of Islam. And so this is why today you may know of Protestant churches that are devoid of sacred imagery. Why? Because Calvin, again, tragically misread that commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And so we have this beautiful service, which has been commanded to be celebrated since 784, since the Seventh Ecumenical Council and the synod that confirmed it. And so for 1,000 years, every year, on the first Sunday of Lent, the church has continued to celebrate this great service. May Jesus Christ be glorified with his eternal Father and his all-holy and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever, and into ages of ages. Amen.